Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome back to BS Talk episode 112. That was a struggle. Irv, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. As you can see, I'm a little tired and fatigued, but I'm ready to talk some sports. With that being said, I know we'll probably have a good show and probably be a long one. So let's get right into the polls, the survey polls, where you can find them at BS_IrvingCam on Twitter and BS_IrvingCam on Instagram. Irv, quick question before we get on those polls. Are we getting, you know, the new service coming out that's supposed to be like Twitter? It's like Threads, I think it's called. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've been seeing people pop up with the Threads, and like I'm active on Threads. I don't know. I gotta get on there and take a look at it, because it's so many social media platforms at this point. It's like, do I really, like, I have to pick a day, I feel like, or we're going to have to pick a day where you're like, Monday is Twitter, Tuesday is Threads, Wednesday is Instagram, whatever. If we still being old, I'm old, so I have to do Facebook, maybe. Well,
that's the thing I was going to ask you about. I was like, I'm too old for this. I don't care. Like, the only reason we have a Twitter is for our polls and to communicate with our people that are fans, or I won't even say fans, people that want to chime in with their sports. Like this one guy, he actually left a comment in the Twitter saying, he left a comment for us saying on the who takes the last shot to win a game with the Suns and KD with the Suns, KD or Devin Booker or Beal. The comment was whoever's open. Well, no crap. Whoever's open is going to take the last shot. But sometimes you can't find the open man with that. You have 2 seconds. So,
he might be one of those guys that, you know, I mean, his basketball repertoire is limited in understanding of knowledge of it. You know, he might have been, what is it, like a seventh grade All-American? That might be his ability to understand sports as box ins and stuff like that. Hey, let's just get off him. So leave a real comment. Don't leave nothing like that no more, y'all.
I liked the comment. I liked it. I was like, okay, thanks. Like, thanks for commenting on everything, but obviously. Anyhow, that one came back. 62% said Kevin Durant is going to take the last shot. 37% said Devin Booker. Bradley Beal got 0%. No love for Beal there. No love for Beal, man. I'd say, you know, depends on who the hot hand is, and then maybe you go use him as a distraction. I don't know. Frank Vogel, the coach. We'll see what happens there. The second Twitter poll is, are the Chiefs and Bengals now rivals after the KC star tight end Travis Kelce and Bengals wide receiver? It says his Twitter handle here. What's his name? Jamar Chase?
Yeah, Jamar Chase. Yeah, Bengals star wide receiver Jamar Chase exchanged pleasantries.
Yes. That came back that 75% said they are rivals now. Which I think they are. You have two great quarterbacks that keep facing each other in the playoffs as well. I think that it's going to be a good rival, especially with the bickering back and forth. Who gets traded first, James Harden or Dame Lillard? That is also something we're going to talk about later this show. But that came back with 23 votes said Dame Lillard at 95%. Dame Lillard said he's going to be traded first before James Harden. All right. Sorry for the struggle of getting through that Twitter. I mean, it was rough, but hey, maybe the rough one's out of the way.
I got to agree with it. I got to agree with it, with the people, because it just makes more sense, right, Dame? We're going to get into it. I'm just saying, I agree with the people. I think it makes more sense because James has just been everywhere and nowhere. It's like, Dame's got to go first. When Dame goes, then James can go. It's that domino effect.
Yeah. So latest updates for MLB, NHL. I have no NHL updates. It's the off season. I know they're doing their off season acquisitions and stuff like that. It's not like the off season for me, like the NBA and NFL are. So I'm not too into it, but I have no updates for the NHL. MLB. The updates I have to give is Tampa Bay Rays, who have been off to a great start in the East. They have lost 7 games, and Baltimore Orioles are starting to catch them. And then also the biggest news is kind of like the Angels with Shohei Ohtani. Like, That trade deadline's approaching. Angels are 7.5 games out, have lost 5 games straight, out of 1-9 out of the last 10 games. Mike Trout is now injured. He just got surgery. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks with that like injury. I'm at the point where, you know, it's a chalk season in my mind. Like, it's chalk.
Throw in a towel. Shut him down.
And it's one of those, not shut him down, but we're trading. Like, I'm a seller, you know, and you have Ohtani who's going to get a huge contract this offseason, wherever team he goes to. And I think you need to trade him for assets at this point and get what you can. So we'll see. I think the Angels,
you're going to trade the star varsity player for your varsity
player.
Team?
The best
player. The star varsity player?
The best player that
lettered
has ever
lived.
Lettered
as a freshman in the rookie year?
No, this isn't just the star of varsity. This is like, he's the best player that has ever played the game of baseball. And yes, I'm trading him. Just because, you know, if you're not going to pay him his money, Angels, then you might as well train him, get some assets back for it. And he wants to go to a winning team. So with all that said, move on. And then I was looking at the rest of the Angels contracts, because there's a lot of guaranteed
there's
money
Cam.
There.
There's GM Cam. The hat's on, everybody. The hat is on.
There's a lot of money that is on the table for them that I would try to move off of, but it's hard because these players have no trade clauses as well. Like Anthony Rendon for the Angels, third baseman, paid him a bunch of money. He's got 4 years left on his contract. And I'm talking about $38 million a year. And I'm like,
he's gone. I'm going to say he's gone. Cam already put a check mark by his name. He's gone.
He's too hard to trade. With that big of a contract.
Cam, I believe in your GM-ness. I believe in your 3-team, 4-team, 16-team. To get it. I believe in you to get him off the books.
And then I was looking at Mike Trout even. I looked at Mike Trout and I'm like, can we move even him? Can we move Mike Trout so he can go to a team to win?
Can I interrupt? I just got to interrupt. I just need to interrupt for 1 second. I have to give Cam praise as a GM. No matter what sport it is, you gone. It don't matter if you his favorite team, his least favorite team. That GM hat is all equality. This is true equality at its finest, everybody. Whether you making $60 million or making $12, you gone. I just want to give Cam his flowers for his GM. No matter what, you LeBron, AD, Mike Trout, Ohtani, Ohshani, or whoever else, you gone. If them numbers don't match, you up out of here. So I just got to give Cam his props.
It's just business. It's nothing personal. It's just business.
It's just business. Pack your bags.
That's a great podcast, by the way. That man who runs it, Dave Sampson, is ruthless as a business partner. But at the end of the day, like, I understand kind of a lot of his standpoints. These two contracts, Anthony Rendon and Mike Trout, are going to be hard to move off of. They're huge contracts. They have no trade clauses in there. So if they say, no, we don't want to go to that team, they're not going. You can't just trade him to the middle of nowhere. I don't know. Pick a team. You can't trade him to the middle of nowhere. You can't trade him to Oakland. No one wants to go to Oakland right now.
I'm just saying they'll start stopping the checks for a little bit. They'll make the direct deposits a little bit later than they should. You don't want to get traded? Push his checks 3 days back.
That's the other thing. If you are going to trade these two players, you're going to have to pay for like half their contract in that trade. So you're going to be like, okay, send half that money to that team and the player and get some assets back, hopefully. But yeah, it's one of those where Angels, I appreciate you as the owner spending all that money, but you're spending it in the wrong places. And you're spending the places where we just don't have it every year. We get these big name players and then they just don't perform. So I think we just need a hard restart. It's been, I think, 10 to 12 years where we've missed the playoffs, but it's one of those where I'm grateful for the owner spending money to try to get us there. It's time to just do a hard reset, you know, get rid of the good players, get some young players in there, and let's start over again. That's just my opinion. I said that with the Lakers even. I'll say it again because we didn't make the finals either. We should have traded LeBron and AD. We should have traded the whole the whole team and see what we could have got. But yeah, I think Angels just need a hard reset. We'll see what happens if they do trade Ohtani with the upcoming trade deadline. I don't think the Angels will. I think they're trying to hold on to him, which I don't agree with. With that being said, I'm ready to move to the NBA, or go ahead and take it from here.
Man, I just appreciate Cam as a GM. I just appreciate him as a GM. Everybody got to go. Just plain and simple. All right, so we'll get to the NBA now. Got a couple of topics we want to discuss. Let me stop swaying around. You know what I mean? That's my GM mode when I get into thinking. Who gets traded first, James Harden or Damian Lillard? Give me your takes on who's going to get traded first, Cam.
Dame Lillard has to get traded first. And the reason that he has to get traded first is because the Portland Trail Blazers trading one-on-one with the Heat isn't going to happen because the Heat don't have what Portland want. So it's going to be a 5-6 team trade. We're going to see like packages going from here to here. Like, how is this team involved? Oh, they just got a second round pick because they want to give up some rookie player. And that's what you're going to see go on is like some team like Orlando Magic give up second round pick to get this random player from the like G League. That's where you're going to be. So Dame Lillard has to go first because of just all the pieces that can, like, all the pieces that it kind of entails, you know? There should be a lot of teams in this trade to make it happen for him to go to the Heat. And James Harden, it's more like James Harden is an easier contract to move off of, an easier trade to move off of, because Sixers, literally, he doesn't want to play for the Sixers, and Sixers will be, and he's a little bit older, and it's one of those where I think he's got a couple teams, so whether it be the Clippers or the Knicks. But the Clippers don't have any picks, so I don't know what they're going to send over to the Sixers. Knicks have picks, at least. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's my opinion. Irv, what's yours?
I think Dame has to go first. And the reason why I think Dame has to go first is because I think Dame is more valuable at this point, just career-wise. Like right now, Dame is the more valuable player. Typically, we've always seen it, whether it's basketball, football, or any other sport. Whoever is the top of their game or like the most valuable, who Dame has more value as a playoff player than I think James does. That's why Dame's got to go. Now, will Dame go fast? Probably not. So Harden might go before him because like I'm reiterating that you said, his contract is a little easier. I think the biggest problem with Harden is all these teams are making all these moves, right? Like we said, why the Rockets? No one, like, why do you go to Rockets? Why do you go to Rockets? Well, look what the Rockets have done. They're basically moving off of their young pieces that they had, that young core. They're bringing in veterans. They got Fred VanVleet. They just went and got Dylan Brooks. So you bring James Harden back. I understand they have Jalen Green, but maybe Jalen Green moves to the second team. Because right now, like, he's a good young player, but do you really trust him to, you know, elevate with these veteran players to be able to help get you into a playoff game or into the play-ins? I don't think they trust him like that, just off of his decision-making and his what he's done. But I think seeing his raw ability, they're like, hey, if we get James in here, we can have a great starting lineup. He can come off the bench, but he will eventually, he's the heir apparent to this team. This will be his team, but we need to get some people in here so he can see how to be a professional. Need to get some vets in here around him because right now it's just too young. There's just too many young guys. But I don't understand what's taking Portland so long. I get it. You want to get the top dollar for Dame. I get it. It's been all every sports show has said it. You know, they need to be loyal to Dame. They need to be better with, you know, sending Dame to Miami for whatever Miami package is or get another team involved. But I just don't see why is this such a big hiccup with Tyler Hero. Like, poor Tyler Hero. We talk about Dame, but Tyler Hero is out there in space. He don't know if he's going to Portland or not. Yeah, he don't know if he's going to Portland. He don't know if he's going to Brooklyn. He don't know if he's going to stay with Miami. He has no idea where he's going. Then on top of that, they just threw Tyrese Maxey in there. I don't get why the Tyrese Maxey deal would be so good for Portland. You just invested a third pick in the first round for Scoot Henderson. They play the same position. You already got enough young wings. You don't want Tyler Hero, but you want Tyrese Maxey? How does that make sense? Tyrese Maxey would be a point guard or an off guard. You already have Shaedon Sharpe. You already have all these other young dudes that are there. I'm confused about what Portland is really trying to build and what they're really trying to do. I feel like they kind of like, if you just want picks, then get other teams involved to get as many picks back if that's what you want. But like, if you're trying to, why are you trying to get other young players that play the same position? So I think Portland is really just duping themselves and making this harder than what they need to be, than what it needs to be. I think if they get Tyler Hero some picks and some other players, that's perfect. They can move those picks into or those that player into somebody else, because Tyler Hero is not a slouch. People want him. It's just what's the asking price for him. And why not look at other teams like the Spurs or OKC, other teams that you know have valuable picks that could take on a contract like that. That would be fine to do it and give you what you want in return, which is just straight picks. Damian Lillard, I think, is caught in that boat where like his agent is working for him. You heard about the agent calling team saying he's just not going to be happy. That's an agent right there. That's your dog. Calling other teams to tell him, hey, he ain't going to play for y'all. He don't want to play for y'all. But I think Portland is on something else. I think they need to get off of like, what's the best pack? I don't think there is a best package. Dame already said he wanted to go to Miami. He already let that be known. His agent is working. Like, just get what you can get, because as the season creeps on, all you're doing is hurting yourself. And let's say Dame come back out there and Dame was like, I got a calf injury. I ain't coming to camp. Or I'll be in camp, but, you know, I need to be rehabbing. You know, I got a bad back or something. He's just sitting there. He's losing value. If anything, Portland, go ahead, do Brooklyn a solid. Make the trade. Get Brooklyn involved. Go ahead, get Ben Simmons. He could be your stretch four, your stretch five, if you want to run a smaller lineup. But yeah, I think it's in Portland. I got to make some decisions. I made all that up. Well, sorry.
Well, okay. So with the whole Portland, like, why hasn't he traded, so on and so forth? And they're trying to get the best package. And I know that people are like, don't do Dame wrong. But at the end of the day, you got to protect your business too. So you got to think a little selfishly. Second, their owner at this point, there's a lot of drama there, because the owner of the team was Paul Allen. And he passed away. And when he passed away, it said the team went to his sister, I believe, Jody Allen. And I don't know the exact details, but Jody Allen has to sell the team within a certain period of time. And that period of time was like, I think it said sell the team within 10 years, which is, you know, 10 years isn't up. Or another report from the stream said this team is expected to sell within the 18 months from when he passed away. And I think he passed away, I don't know exactly, but I'd have to find more reports. But there's drama between ownership right now, because technically the person that's in charge of the owner of the Trailblazers, Jody Allen, she's not really the owner of that team much longer, because the team is actually supposed to be sold in the trust. It says it's supposed to be sold and everything else. So she actually, supposed to sell the team, and then also all that money's supposed to go to charity too.
this is gonna sound super bad. Don't know, like that ain't got nothing to do with Dame getting pushed out.
Like, I think it does a little bit.
It can't, because you already, Joe Cronin, their GM, already made a decision. We're not gonna build around Dame. We're gonna try and build with Dame in this weird, we're gonna get Scoot and Dame type deal. We already did it with CJ and you did it with Dame. You've already done that kind of combination before, combo guard mixed with a point guard, or both being combo, whatever. You still have Anthony Simons. You still got Shaedon Sharpe. You got all these young wing talent, and y'all sitting here holding Dame up, and y'all already getting ready to sell the team. It doesn't make it more attractive to say, hey, you want to buy this team? Sure. You got to deal with Damian Lillard. Right now, he's not feeling Portland. He doesn't want to be there. If you get rid of Dame now, the next owner can come in with a fresh start, young superstar, build that kind of chemistry, young wings. Like, y'all, I don't know. That's what I say. I don't know what Portland is doing. It just don't seem like they got it together. I understand what you're coming from of the confusion within the organization and the ownership and things. But whoever the owner right now, you need to make the moves. Stop trying to hold people up. You're ruining people. You're ruining your money.
So it's one of those where it could be hold up because of pettiness. I don't know exactly. Or it's just one of those things where, I mean, she's held on to the team for this long and she has a deadline to sell it. So the GM could make these trades, but the ultimate decision maker who gets to say yes or no is the owner.
It's the owner. Yeah, they got to sign off on it. But the problem with it is, if you got a player that already has publicly came out and said, I want to go to Miami, I'm okay with Brooklyn, but where I want to be is Miami. That's where I want to be. He gave up the right for you to negotiate. Same thing with Green Bay when it came to the Jets. The Jets was like, Aaron Rodgers, I want to play for the Jets. The Jets put their hand on their head and said, why would you say this publicly? Now they got the ball. Green Bay could do whatever they want. The Miami Heat could do whatever they want. We know Dame want to be here. We know he don't want to be there. He already said he's not going to another team. Y'all could trade him there. Y'all could potentially trade him there, but it's not going to work. It's not going to go for that. He's already turning off other teams with his agent. So it's like, no matter what package is going to get sent out there, you know what I mean? No matter what package comes, it's going to be shortchanged. You might as well take the best shortchange.
I don't think the holdup is Dame.
No. I think it's the organization.
The holdup is what team wants Tyler Hero. It's what team are you willing, the third or fourth team, because there's going to be a more, because I don't, like you said, you mentioned that Portland has young guards already. Guards that are good. Why do they need another young guard to come over there?
Well, they talking about Philly and Tyrese Maxey being a holdup. All these reports keep saying, if Philly throw in Tyrese Maxey, it's the done deal. For what? It's the same player as Scoot Henderson. It's just Tyrese Maxey is proven. That it's killing me to understand what's going on behind it. It's got, like you said, maybe it's a third team that don't want Tyler Hero, but who don't? You can get the Jazz involved. You get the Spurs involved. You get OKC involved. You got teams that still have room cap wise to take on his 4 years, $120 million contract. You still got teams that could take that on and still use veteran men for other players. Like, I think it's Portland trying to do that whole, I want the best package for Dame that I could possibly get. Well, if Dame already got other teams lowballing you because he said you want to go somewhere, you got to take the dookiest best package. Because if I'm for real, Cam, if you the OKC, if you the Nets, if you one of these teams that got a lot of assets where you could go get Dame, but you hear from other GMs, yeah, we're not offering that kind of package. We're not going to give him five first rounders and all this other stuff when the Heat can only give him this. And Dame already said he want to go to the Heat. And his agent already said, hey, he might not be happy going with you guys if you draft or if you trade for him. I'm not finna put the best package together I could offer of like five first rounders and all. No, I'm finna give you them seven second rounders.
Yeah.
And somebody off the bench just to make the money.
Well, at the end of the day, if he isn't traded, they can always just Stephon Marbury him. I mean, Stephon Marbury is just
cold blooded. That'd be cold blooded.
So
the league would get on fire for that. People would be wearing the free Dame shirts. It'd be all type of craziness. So, one thing I want to say, go ahead.
They'll eventually come to a finding trade package that they'll be content with. But I think the holdup is what can we get for Tyler Hero from other teams, and where can we go? And Maxey might not be going to Portland either. There might be a fourth team in there that's like, yeah. So Maxey goes here, Tyler Hero goes up there. You know, we don't know. It's just there's a bunch of. I'm telling you, Portland Trailblazers wakes up every morning and goes, okay, what if this? Like, and thinks of different scenarios with his team, has it probably on a whiteboard, different ones, scenario one, scenario two, or plan one,
Joe,
plan two.
Joe
plan
Cronin?
Three. They're down to plan. Joe Cronin is it? Yeah, they're down to plan, you know, on an Excel sheet where it switches from just Excel sheet A, it's now Excel sheet AA. You know what I mean?
Let me just get to James Harden because we spent a lot of time on Damian Lillard, and I 100% agree with you. I think he got to wake up, look at them Excel sheet, see what the best scenario is. But with all if the player isn't willing to work with you anymore and has already gotten other teams to start lowballing you in regards to picks, don't you want to get him out of there, Cam? Don't you want to say, you know what, let's wash our hands of it. Let's get what we get. Let's make other trades because there's still plenty of time to make trades. Like even if you get Tyler Hero, that don't mean you got to fly him out.
No.
That mean you go ahead and look to get him somewhere else.
So the reason if I'm Portland, I'm not that desperate yet. I'm desperate maybe later on, but after the trade deadline. The reason I'm not desperate yet is because I have the trade deadline. And what happens at trade deadline is like, you know, players get injured. Players that are potentially good get injured. Or yep. Players not potentially good. Players that are good get injured. So I think that trade deadline point is where I become like more and more and Dame's not gonna like that either, but that's where I'm like, well, I gotta bring the power back to where I have it, where I'm in control. Does that make sense? Man. Like as a GM,
no, it makes
like,
a lot of sense. Yeah, GM
awful.
Makes
like
sense.
As a player, now put me in a player's perspective, you an asshole. If you're thinking like
I'm showing up again. I ain't Ben Simmons. I'm gonna show up every day and I'm gonna be like, my finger hurt, tape it. Three of my fingers hurt today, tape it. I got this chipped nail right here. Go ahead and put that ice on it and let's ice and stem this nail right here. Cause I want my money. I ain't finna miss out on no dollars, but
that's fine. I get what you're saying. And they might Ben Simmons where you know Ben Simmons came in, they're like, hey, just go home, we'll pay you. Or John Wall.
I don't think they can do that with Dame for the simple fact both those players wasn't at the caliber when they started doing that where their talent was still there. Like, I think John Wall's so talented, but he ain't never been a great outside shooter. Dame is one of those guys. He changed the whole dynamics of a game within three shots.
Irv, what
I hate seeing him play the Lakers.
This is what you should do. You show up for practice. You act completely normal and fine. But when it comes to game day, no. You act normal and fine. But when it comes to game day, you think I'm running any of those plays? You think I'm doing that? No. I'm putting up my numbers. I'm going for 101. I'm going for the new NBA record points. Like, I'm going out there and playing selfish ball. I'm going to get my points.
I don't want that mileage on my body. If I'm Dame and I'm like 32, 33, I'm going to practice and I'm getting on the bike. I'm going to practice. I'm going to run a couple wind sprints. Hey, what y'all doing right now? Oh, we got shoot around. All right, I'm going to go in the weight room. What y'all got right now? We got weight room. We got weight room right now. All right, I'm going to go shoot around. And let me get a rebounder. Our schedules are completely conflicting and they're different, but I'm at the facility. Give me my money. I want to see my direct deposit hit on time.
I'm going to get points in the games.
I can't wait to see how this kind of pans
out.
Your
job is like, pass me the ball. Pass me the ball, Scoot. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, how funny would it be if they did start off with Dame and Scoot and exactly what you said, Dame just like Scoot wide open, Dame look at him and take like a 40-foot three, but he's sinking and he just keep looking at Scoot and it's like, y'all on the same team. Why are you looking at Scoot like that? Scoot is on your team. I don't think Dame is that kind of person, but I think for both parties' sakes, it's better to just part ways, but I get it. It's a business. We all can't wait to see how it works out. What if Dame went to like the Bucks, the Pacers, somebody came out of nowhere? We'll give you all of this for Dame right now.
I know Dame wants to go play in Miami, but imagine Dame and Giannis. That would be a great pick and roll.
It'd be a pick and I don't know about, yeah, I guess a pick and roll. It's just constantly cutting to the basket because Giannis ain't got that jump shot like LaMarcus Aldridge. Dame and LaMarcus Aldridge, back in the day, that pick and roll or that pick and pop, LaMarcus Aldridge was eating. It's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. Real quick for James Harden, bruh, what else do we really, like, do we really care? Like, it sounds bad, but, like, James Harden ain't really shown enough for me to be, like, truly interested if he go to the Clippers or if he go to New York. I don't think New York works for the simple fact they still got Tibbs, and he ain't going to play that defense. We know James ain't going to play that kind of defense. Tibbs is going to be like, I need you front and center, on the perimeter, get your feet hot, slide your feet, take a charge. James ain't going for that. James ain't going for that. We can tell you James ain't going for that. I think
we talked about that. James
ain't going for that.
You're right.
And as for the Clippers, like, hurry up and blow up the Kawhi Leonard and Paul PG era. Like, y'all still holding on to this thing. We're going to get James Harden. So you're going to get three injury-prone players.
And then Westbrook still.
So you're going to have three injury-prone players, and we're going to have Westbrook out there playing 82 games again.
Throwing that ball up.
Go, y'all ridiculous, the Clippers. Clippers, y'all being ridiculous. Go ahead and blow it up. If it's me, I say, hey, PG, we're going to give you an extension. By the way, my homie Fastino, shout out to my boy Fastino Morales, he don't like PG's game. Is not a fan of PG at all. And it was hilarious. We had this conversation yesterday, and I was like, what if PG came to the Lakers? He said, I don't want him. He said, he too fake. He be snaking. He be saying he want to stay, but then he don't be here. He went off. It was probably one of the funniest things, but I said, what about you keep, like, basically, he said the Clippers should blow it up. I agreed with him. But what if you go Westbrook, you keep Paul George, you get some assets back. Kawhi Leonard don't have a no-trade clause. Last time I checked, he don't have a no-trade clause.
I'll have to check his contract real quick, but yeah.
Yeah, check it, because I don't think he's one of those players that has one. Now, if it's me, I'm looking for a trade. and it's going to be Kawhi, because I know everybody's still in love with Kawhi and they don't care about the low management, and that's kind of how the NBA is moving. So I want some picks back from the Clippers. I'm trying to get back in the game of some young talent. So I'm looking up, who want Kawhi and what can you give me for Kawhi? Utah, y'all got picks? Come on down. Spurs, y'all want him back? Y'all got picks? Come on, Ben. Come on down. Because I think that's where they're going to make their money at. I don't think them trying to trade PG is where they're going to make this money at. Because everybody just said PG to New York, which I think that'd be fantastic. PG to the 76ers, which I think that'd still be good if they have Joel Embiid and some other pieces around, like Tyrese Maxey. But PG's been on every trade block and not on every trade block. So I'm thinking, why not Kawhi? Why not get a full return in money? You know what I mean? Like, he's the more sought after one anyway. If you blowing up the team, go ahead and blow it up first, starting with him.
All right, so Kawhi Leonard's contract, he does not have a no-trade clause, but he does have a 15% trade bonus. So, I'm pretty sure has a 50% kicker. So that so Ben Simmons also has a 15% trade kicker in his contract. Damn, nobody wants this guy.
I was like, who would do that for Ben Simmons? It was ridiculous.
So when his trade doesn't appear to be, okay. So basically when he gets traded, he gets 15% of his contract.
Correct. Yeah, right.
But he doesn't have a no trade clause. He does have a player option for next year, 2020, not next year, 23, 24, but 24, 25, yeah, he has a player option.
Well, they're talking about those extensions for him. Remember, like, both of them might ask for extensions, or they're extension eligible this after what, the September? Sometime in September, I'm like, or July, September. I'm like, bruh,
nah,
somebody gotta go.
That's an easy one.
I'm gonna put them both in the room. I'm Steve Ballmer. I got my millions and billions all on my neck. I got a checkbook. I say one of y'all gotta go, one of y'all gotta stay. Rock, paper, scissor. They're gonna rock, paper, scissor three times. Whoever win, that's still the loser, because I'm trading Kawhi. Kawhi, you leaving? I just did this for no reason. I did this because I'm rich enough and I'm a billionaire and I could do what I want. You're getting traded. You came in here, you did rock, paper, scissors, you won Kawhi, congratulations, you lose. You're going somewhere else. Don't give me no teams, go home to your big house somewhere down the way. And pack your bags, tell your wife and your kids y'all moving.
I think if you're Steve Ballmer, you're calling Shea Alexander, being like, I'm sorry I traded Paul George for you. I'm sorry I got Paul George for
you. My boy brought
that. We want you back.
My boy said, hey, do you think Shea is a better player than PG is right now? Or at least last season to right now?
Yes.
Okay. I say Paul George is still better by a fraction. Now, you or him, my boy Facino, could convince me otherwise. I don't have a conviction with it.
I think PG's still better. That was way too quick for me to say yes, because you might be right. And the reason I said yes immediately is because he's younger. He's younger. And he's still up and coming. And so it's hard for me. I shouldn't have just been like, yes, he's better.
It's okay. He's still playing defense on some of the top guys. He's still going out there getting a 30-piece or 28-piece. He's still leading. He was leading the league in free throws attempted. Like, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is coming to his own. Like, at this time, I feel a certain way. I lean towards PG. But if someone came in and hit me with, here's the facts, here's the statistics, and here's how he changes the game, I might go over there with Shea. I might say Shea a better player.
I think you're all going to be surprised, but not really. Maybe you won't, but I think OKC is not even in the playing games. I think they make the playoffs this year.
I think playing games, I think they're still too young in that Chet Holmgren situation. They got to figure out. I don't think he's a center. I think he's a power forward, and I think they want their best five out there, which is basketball. It's pure basketball. But I don't think he's a rebounder like that. I think he's a great offensive weapon. He's a good defender from like help side, but just as a standstill, come get a block, from what I've seen in summer league, he don't have a lot of standstills, come get a block. It's more like, okay, I'm on the other side. I'm 7 foot something with this huge wingspan. I'm coming from the other side to get the block. You know what I mean? I think he'd be great at a power forward, but I think you got to get a center beside him. I think someone can't start like Jalen Williams or the other Williams, I can't remember. Somebody got to go to the bench.
Well, they have that Davis. What's his name? Davis Baratis. Baratis. He's about 30 years old. He's from what's it called? Where did he play last year? Yeah, I think so. But he played for Dallas
Bertans?
Last year.
The guy that Bertans, hit the three, the center.
Yeah, the guy that hit the three point, the guy that hit the three pointer, and Anthony Davis fouled him. We ended up losing that game. He came from Mavericks. He's a bench. He came off the bench for the Mavericks, but he was like
Max Klebel?
No, Davis Berantis.
Bertans.
Is it Bertans?
It's Bertans. He's a redhead dude.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, Bertans.
Yeah,
I thought that was Max Klebel. I thought was one who hit the three.
Nope.
And won it.
It was this wasn't in the play. This was in the regular season. Okay. When we should have won a game, and they dished it out to him, and I saw him hit that three. And then the reason I remember this so well is I was upset, right? I was just like, I need like 30 minutes to adjust. And Elizabeth is over here like, hey, so what happened here? And I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, why are you questioning me right now? Like, why are you asking these questions right now?
It was a bad idea to take a drink.
And then she goes, you don't have to be in a bad mood. It's just a game. And I go, I go, you go worship a team for 32 years, and you tell me you don't be in a bad mood when your team loses.
That's funny.
But the reason I have them making the playoffs is because they brought in some veteran players. They brought in some veteran players like Rudy Gay. I know he's not going to put down a bunch of minutes. They brought him in for his experience. Victor Oladipo, he's going to come off He's going to come off the bench a second string, and you know he's going to put up the ball because that's what Victor does. He just shoots.
Well, that's what they're going to want him to do, too.
So, yeah, it's going to be one where
who would be, maybe Victor would start because I don't know who was they starting two guard last year. No. They rotated
Dort, Lou Dort, Mr. Dort's going out forward? There.
Wasn't he a small forward?
He might have been the small forward. He could probably go vice versa. Small.
They have so many because they have both Giddey. The Williams.
Josh
Giddey ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Giddey gonna be a two guard. Giddey nice.
Because
his shot was ugly, but it'd be falling now. So he
was He was running the offense when Shea was out.
Yep. He's not. Hey, man, he got a little triple double action. That dude will get you a triple double real quick, a sneaky one. That 10 and that 16, 10 and 10 or something
I'm going to convince you that they're going to be a playoff team, Merv. I'm going to convince you.
Okay.
Like, not right nine play ins. They play like nine playing games, like playoff team.
you mean like they're going to be in the sixth spot?
Yeah,
because that's what you need to be in.
I think that could be one. That could be the first spot.
I wasn't say one, but you know what I mean. Six is the lowest you could be and still be in the play-in. Anything above six, I'm like, I don't know if they top five in the Western Conference. Now you kind of pushing me in a different direction, but I'll give you that. Who's that coach?
Oh, I don't know who the coach is. Is it Billy Donovan?
No, Billy Donovan. You know is with the Bulls. How dare you? How dare you throw that name out there? I've said this multiple times. I said if OKC has a lot of raw young talent, I feel like if they get a coach that they can buy into, like a winning coach,
yeah,
Mark, I think they'll be dangerous.
Is it Mark Dan? I don't know how to pronounce his name. I don't know. No idea.
It's fine. It's Mark. We'll see. I know his face. I can't remember his face from seeing him on the sideline, but we'll see how they do. You know, maybe you can't convince me to be a playoff team, a true playoff team, a six seed. I don't know. Our next topic we got to talk about, we'll get to, we're going to stay in the NBA. That's kind of where I got to see about, because I think they'll be like a seven seed, even with the trade that they made. So we'll get back to part two, I guess, and we'll talk about it. All right. So, you know, we're talking about OKC potentially being a six seed. Let's talk about a team that I don't know what they're really doing. I don't know where they're going. So we're going to talk about the Mavericks. So Grant Williams to the Mavericks in a sign-and-trade deal. Can he replace what the Mavericks lost defensively last year when they traded for Kyrie? Give me your thoughts about Grant Williams going to the Mavericks and what that's going to do for them.
I mean, it gives them a power forward. I think that's a start. It gives them a power forward. That's a starting role. It gives you somebody that's going to defend maybe the Joker or something. I'm confused like you are, because you have Luka score, you know, going to get his buckets, going to get his points. You have Kyrie, again, ball dominant, going to get his points. Doesn't mean Kyrie can't distribute. They both can distribute, but you look around, it's like, okay, those two lack on defense. Now, we don't know what's going to happen this offseason with – like, I have more faith in Luka than Kyrie, like, working on his offseason, like, defensive game. But it's one of those where, okay, you have two scorers that don't play, that aren't the best at defense. You have to have defensive players around them. And bringing Grant Williams is defense, but like you said, you gave up another person that is known for, like, you give up another person that is known for their defense.
And you gave up Reggie Bullock, everybody, a 3-and-D perimeter defender.
Yeah, and so you still have Tim Hardaway Jr. there that, again, is Tim Hardaway Jr. going to be like, okay, I got to work on just being a 3-and-D player, or is he going to still try to get his buckets and be the third option for that team as well? It's confusing. I don't see how, you know, it might work. I just don't see it kind of working out too well. Dwight Powell, he's a defender. He's a center that's a defender, but I don't know. I'm looking at their bench, Dante Exum, Seth Curry, Josh Green. I just don't see anybody here that I'm like, yep, this is a defender, a big-time defender. So, I don't know. I think even Jason Kidd's scratching his head too, Irv.
I told you. It's a different – like, I'm just going to interrupt you real quick. I don't see this – I see this being a good move for them, 3-and-D power forward who can guard – or at least stay with multiple positions. So, like, pick and rolls aren't going to affect you as much. But, like, you really depending on Grant Williams and Dwight Powell to be your defensive anchors.
Yeah.
Because perimeter-wise, like, you gave up Reggie Bullock. He's gone. I want to say, I don't know where he went.
Reggie Bullock? See. I'll look it up.
San Antonio Spurs. He went to the San Antonio Spurs. So the Spurs got a little bit better. You know what I mean? They got a veteran 3-and-D guy who could be a plug and play. But this, it don't put them over the hump. You know what I mean? It don't push them to a point where you say, I feel like they're true contenders. I feel like they could be a playoff team, maybe slip in to the sixth spot over OKC, maybe the fifth, depending on what kind of month they have. If Kyrie and Luka are healthy together and they can play, they can run up the score and make it harder for teams to have to catch up to them offensively, like using offense for defense, which can be done sometimes, but consistently just getting stops and that kind of stuff, I just don't see it. I just don't see it with the Mavs right now. That even Matisse Thybulle, did you know they offered him and then Portland matched the offer? so it's like, and he's not a 3-and-D dude either. He's just really a perimeter defender. Like, he's worked on his 3-point shot, but Matisse Thybulle ain't quite, you know, what I would call consistent at that 3-point shot.
Yeah.
So for me, I look at Dallas and I say the best bet I could feel like they'll be is a playing team. I feel like they'll be incredibly, like, cool to watch because of Kyrie and Luka. Like, just exciting basketball, but I feel like when it comes to getting crucial stops and things like that, I can't see them being like top five.
Yeah, I don't know what the Mavericks said. There goes the I again, because it's so confusing for me and my trying to wrap my head around it.
They gave him 4 years, $53 million. So I'm like, he's gonna be there for a minute.
Yeah, I just don't think that's a bad pickup. Like, I think it's the pickup of Kyrie at that half or at the half, like halfway point last year. That's where I scratched my head, because you said it's going to work out. You kind of even persuaded me to kind of recognize that it could work out. I just didn't.
I was wrong.
I just don't see it still working out. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those where you never know. You never know what NBA is different. You never know what's going to happen this offseason. They get things clicking. They get off to a hot start. They make the playoffs. I just don't see them making the playoffs, not even playing games.
I see them making the playing games.
That's, oh, I mean, sorry. Yeah, playing games. My bad. I see them making playing games, but not playoffs.
I don't see where, like, I just want to know on that roster who has completely altered and changed their game to be the number one option for perimeter defense. Like, whoever, whether it's Josh Green, if he's going to be the starter, has he altered his game and say, I am no longer going to be a guy who dribbles and I'm just going to be a defense perimeter defender. All the best players got to come through me. I got to guard them on the perimeter, all the wings, and I have to be a 3-point specialist in some form. Like, has he molded his game this summer to do that? Because he was a pretty good pick, and he's a guy that showed some versatility in being able to get to the basket. They picked up, I forgot his name. His last name is Hardy. Oh, man, I forgot his last name or his first name. Let me players. Let's look it up. Look it up.
Artie Hart for Mavericks?
Yeah, for the Mavericks. Oh. I'm trying to get their roster.
It's crap. That's what it is.
Jaden Hardy. It's Jaden Hardy.
Oh, Jaden Hardy? That fool destroyed me in freaking 2K.
He was bro. He's nice.
I'm sorry, that's how I know him. He destroyed me in 2K.
Well, he's nice, but has he like molded his game to be like, okay, I'm gonna be like, if I'm the starter, I'm the starter guy for perimeter defense and 3-point shooting, because they still got Justin Holiday. They got him. It looks like they picked up Dante Exum. Derek Lively is a center, but. And they still got JaVale McGee on there for his contract. They gave him that big old contract. I'm surprised they still got JaVale. They ain't tried to push him off. Oh, bet. I didn't know they still had Christian Woods. Did you know that?
Yeah, they brought him back. They brought Christian Woods
so,
back.
You would think you say they got Christian Woods still on the, or at least on the depth chart. He's still here. Markieff Morris, Christian Woods. You know what? You know what would be funny about this? If they start a lineup, it's like, Luka, Kyrie, then they go like Max Kleber, Dwight Powell, and Christian Woods. Like, they're just trying to get as much size and defense on this team as possible. Because, like, I don't know. Do you go small? They even got Rashard Holmes, who is the center from the Kings. So, I don't know what they – like, bro, I don't – they line up. They roster just look everywhere and nowhere. This is going to be interesting to see. All you Dallas fans, tell me, send us some messages about what you think your team is doing. Because looking at y'all roster, I'm like, Seth Curry, 3-point shooting, Luka, we know what he about. Dante Exum has become a perimeter
Woods
defender.
Woods is still a free agent.
He's on their depth chart. Maybe he is, but right now he's on the depth chart.
Yeah, I think he's still a free agent because actually he's been linked to trying to go to the Lakers. I don't know.
I'll bring him on.
I don't know. I guess you're taking
bring him on.
At men, like
if he got his bag from the Rockets and from the Mavericks, you don't need no more bag. You want a championship? Come on over. We can use your skill set. I think we got one more spot left. He'd be a stretch four. It could be him and Anthony Davis picking rolls, blocking shots, all that kind of crazy. We still got Jackson Hayes. Bro, we could just say Denver, y'all wanna go into big bodies? We got big bodies too. We put Rudy out there at the small forward or at the power forward, Vanderbilt, them two. Throw Jackson Hayes in there every now and then to battle it out with the Joker.
Yeah, he's still a free agent right now, actually.
Well, that's gonna be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see then, because I don't know what they're doing. I can't look at that lineup and say, oh, yeah, this will be – I got to watch them when the preseason games start, basically. Not the summer league games, but, like, you know, the first couple games in the week, in the first, week games. Them like preseason. Do you really count those, Cam? Like, obviously they count towards the record, but, like, I'm like, that's not indicative of what your team is doing. They might still be trying to figure out lineups at that point.
I'm laughing at JaVale McGee's contract where he's got 5 years this year, which I don't think is bad. I think JaVale McGee, 5 years coming off the bench, you know, give him 15 minutes here and there. Good. But it's next year's contract where it's $6 million next year. It's not the $6 million. It's the fact that he has a player option. Like the fact that they're like, hey, you're going to be 38 years old. We'll give you a player option for $6 million. What other team is going to offer JaVale McGee $6 million or more? No,
I'm
team
opting in.
At 38.
I'm opting in.
He's already telling him this year. He goes, I don't care a record. I'm opting in.
Bet all right, I'm good with the Mavericks and what they're doing. I think the Grant Williams signing trade was a good idea. It was good for the team, but you know what I mean? It just don't feel like it put them over a contention to be true contenders. It's like, okay, y'all should be battling for a playoff spot. Y'all should be legitimately in the around the playoffs, because we only know two starters, maybe three if Grant Williams is there.
So you mentioned earlier the Spurs with Reggie Bullock, and it got me thinking, like, because we all know OKC has so many picks. Like, they have so many first-round picks. I mean, they have four next year. They have four in 2025. They have three in 2026. And then in 2027, they have two. So they, like you said, forever, they have a lot of picks. So it got me thinking, like, what are the Spurs picks? Spurs sneakily haven't been brought up as much. They have four picks next year in the, or three picks in next year in the first round. And then 2025, they have another three picks. In 26, they have two. And in 27, they have two. So they also have been sneakily hoarding up picks as well. Pop just signed his new contract for what? Yep. 5 years, $80 million? 80. So he's going to be there for a while.
Hey, Pop told him, he said, look, we're going to get this Victor. We're going to go get Victor for the first one. He young. We're going to let him develop as a big man. He's going to get beat up. We're going to let him develop. We're going to go out and start getting these guards and these big wings in the next couple years. My last year, my last contract, we go into the ship. That's what his pitch was for 5 years, $80 million.
These first round picks, their own. So, you know, they're probably not going to make the playoffs the upcoming year. I don't have them being a playoffs. I have them being down there. They also have players probably on their team. They're going to trade away like Reggie Bullock. Some team will probably need a 3-and-D player. So there's another first round pick probably, or second round picks coming. Anywho, they have their pick, Charlotte's pick, who is also not that great, and Toronto Raptors pick, who also, in my opinion, isn't that great. So those are going to be high draft picks. Question is, Irv, LeBron and Pop have a good relationship. Do they spend one of those first rounds on Bronny?
If y'all get Bronny, if you get Bronny, you got Bron. And Victor, Bronny, Bron, whoever else they want to get, championship. I'm just.
I mean, if you're instant OKC, championship, if you're OKC or Spurs, do you spend one of your first round picks on Bronny just to get LeBron too?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying stuff.
Well, I say, yeah. If I'm Thunder, I do it. And here's why. If I get LeBron James over there at Thunder, they're going to win now. I just told you they're a playoff team. You get LeBron James there. What makes it not possible? Like, at his age, with those young players, you don't have to play him as much. You have him come out there, you know, do play his role. He can still get buckets for them, and you limit his time as well. You give him some fresh legs, give him some games off. Man, Thunder.
this is my problem with
problem is what you gotta go look at OKC.
Nah, that ain't the problem. He was in Cleveland, and I heard it ain't nothing out there either. So yeah, all right. No offense to Cleveland. People have never told me like go visit Cleveland. They're like, that's cool. It's all right to drive through. Don't eat the chili, because I'm like, don't eat the chili. Isn't that what they know for? Like, nah, bro. Chili on your guts. They chili is different on your guts. But if I saw that. I'll be real with you. That would be a sight to see, because wouldn't you just say, Bron, just be a point guard. Like, let's stop all the point forward. Like, we're going to just literally make you the point guard. And all you do is that Rondo type deal, that Chris Paul type deal, where you just walk it up the court, get a set in a half court offense. Bam, bam, tell a dude where to go. Imagine LeBron got like 10 points, 8 rebounds. 15 to 20 assists, because you got all these young bulls. That's what I'm saying. He got all these young bulls who could go get it. If Shea is still there, Bronny might be there. If they got all these other Chet Holmgren, all these other dudes there, you know what I mean? Like, is it really that hard for you to just say, I don't need to score 20? They'd be like, oh, LeBron just ain't the same. Yeah, he got like 15, 20 assists a game. He's destroying the league in assists. He's just throwing lobs and bullet passes for 3-point shots. Like, you could play him 48 minutes, Cam. Just tell him, go ahead, get in the corner. Don't worry about no defense.
I don't understand why he doesn't play point guard now, because it's just a matchup. Like, it's hard for that matchup for the other team's point guards. Because if you throw a bigger person at him, then they don't know. Like, say they throw, like, their small forward or power forward at LeBron. Okay. How are you going to run your offense then? Because then you don't have a point guard out there. And then if you throw somebody smaller on LeBron... If you throw someone smaller that's a point guard on LeBron, he's just going to back him down and be bullied to him. So,
I think it's just legs. I think, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they got the 2K meter, and it'd be like the little Gatorade. I think his go down a tad bit faster than it used to. I ain't saying he out of shape. I'm just saying, when you get older, that meter drop a little faster than what you thought it was dropping. You know what I mean? You get a little bit more frustrated at teammates. You're like, hey, take mine. I need to get back a little bit later. So you take mine.
Well, my 2K, in my games, you can't see anything. My players are invisible. I'm not sure why.
That's right. You did say.
I had to restart my whole game. I was like, I can't play. You know what made me restart Irv? When I was looking for my player and I couldn't find him. I was like, where is he? I'm passing the ball around because he's my main player. It was Scoot Henderson. I drafted him. I'm like, okay, we got to find him. I'm passing the ball around. I'm like, where is Scoot? Could not find him.
Is that indicative of what's going to happen to his career?
Do you know
he's
where,
just going to become invincible.
No, he's going to be good, but
that's true.
You know how I had to find him, Irv? I had to see where there was a defender guarding nobody. And I was like, oh, there he is. He's in the corner over here because this guy's not defending anybody. I had to go. So I threw the ball to an invisible person in the corner. I go, okay, now we can run our offense.
Did he get buckets?
I got buckets to Scoot. Being invisible, I got buckets.
There you go. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, so we're staying in the NBA. We're going to say DeJounte Murray signs a 4-year, $120 million extension with the Atlanta Hawks. Who does that put on the trade block then? Because to me, I think Bogdan Bogdanovic, he getting on the trade block. That's a lot of money for teams that's trying to, you know, get underneath the salary cap. And we already talked about some of these deals being friendly towards the later end when the salary cap goes up. But I don't know. Like, you got him. You got the young guys. They just got off John Collins. I want to say they got off of somebody else, too. Because they Rudy Gay and all of them, they sent them to OKC for Patty Mills. Like, what are the Hawks doing necessarily? Because I don't know. I can't see their vision for next year. Like, Johnson. He's going to be starting, maybe. They got some other young guys that'll potentially be starting. So give me your thoughts on this.
I think they pay their players, or this is your kind of team you want to be on, because they pay their players. They Clint Capella, 20 mil, we'll pay you. what's his name? Hunter? Is that it? Or yeah, it's Hunter.
DeAndre Hunter?
Yeah. We'll give you 20 mil too. Bogdanovic? 20 mil also. Murray? Hey, we'll give you 20 mil and some change. And then Trey Young with another 40 mil. So what they like to do over there is like, hey, if you're going to play for the Hawks, we like to pay our players. they're going to try to run it with the team they have and see how far they can get. And if it doesn't go well, then they'll probably try to trade players around. And if it does go well, then they'll keep them. I mean, it doesn't look like a terrible lineup. You know, it's a playoff team, playoff team.
Oh, they still got Sadiq Bey. They're going to have to pay potentially. They got some young guards on here.
Yeah, they have Sadiq as well. They have
Rudy is gone.
They have a guy named Griffin. Kobe.
They just drafted him from Michigan. Yeah.
So, I mean, they have their starting five and they're all paid pretty well. And they have Bogdan coming probably off the bench for, you know, that 3-and-D. Which is not much D. It's more of just 3.
it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with them. I'm like, y'all paying a lot of people. Y'all still got some contracts to come up. And do you see the Hawks being a playoff team?
Playoff or play-in? I
see them play-in.
They're not top four. They're not top four for me. But they're either, you know, 5 through, what is it, 10? Yeah. That's right.
You can only be, 11, 12? Is that the last two spots? The last two spots is 11 and 12, so shit.
And no, there's 16, so there's 6, or no, 15. So there's 5 spots that you can't get in the play-in games. So there's 5 teams that can't make it for each conference.
There you go. I was like, hold on, I got to look at the list, because damn, I'm a bit confused.
There's 30 teams in the league. Each one has 15 in each conference. 10 get to go into the play, 10 make playoffs / play-in games, and there's 5 from each conference that don't make it then.
Bro, I'm going to say it like this. I think that could be at least the 7th seed again, or the 8th seed, where they was at last time. I think they'll be playing. I just don't see them, even with Quinn Snyder as a new head coach, you know what I mean? Him getting a full training camp with them. I just don't see them being that great. I see them being good and causing some problems for some teams, but I just don't see them that over the hump. Maybe when we see them play, it'll be different. But right now, I just don't see it. I just don't.
I think playing games. Playing games, like you said. Yeah.
Okay. You think it's 7-8 spot? I'm thinking 7 or 8. I don't think they'll be the 9 or 10. I don't think they're going to be, I wouldn't say bad, but they're going to have those many deficiencies.
I would have to look at other teams' lineups as well before making that decision. Because, you know, Orlando has some young players that could be up and coming that are, you know, finally getting things together and you know, another year under their belt. So it's
Retooling their roster as well. They've been retooling it. You know, Bobo is gone. Some other guys are gone. They're making some different moves.
I then also like Indiana Pacers. What if they get so like, because they just brought in Bruce Brown and they still have Buddy Yield and Miles Turner with Tyrese Haliburton. What if they all of a sudden they're going pretty well at the start of the season as well. And they're hit like in, it's one of those where it's hard for me to go.
They might be a sneaker because they went out and they still got I think O'Shea Brissett is still there. They went and got an Obi Toppin. They got some pieces now.
Yeah.
They retained Miles Turner. They actually extended him. So I'm confused about what they're going to be doing. And I don't mean confused in the sense of like, I don't think they're building a championship type team. I think they're building a playoff team. I'm confused about what direction they're going to go in. Cause like
it's that direction. Give that halfway point. They want to get to that halfway point to see how they're doing. And then
they played a lot of young guys.
I mean, it's like the Angels, you know, at the halfway point, are you buyers or are you sellers? That's where they're at. Are you buyers or are you sellers?
Are they going to be a little bit of both? I think they're going to be a good team. They got a good coach in Rick. Is it Carlisle? Carlisle?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carlisle. They have Rick Carlisle. He's a good coach. He's had some young pieces that he played last year, like Neymar. And there's another young guy that played really well. Benedict Mathurin.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, it's not that guy. He's not that guy.
They got Dr. Strange out there.
That's why they was losing. it wasn't enough shots and too much magic.
I mean, even Pistons have not a bad team on paper. That's the thing. Like, you have a bunch of young players coming up that you just don't know. And that's why I can't make this call right now.
I think they started – them and the Rockets have impressed me because they went and got veteran head coaches, but then they said – you know, I thought it was going to be young team leg, easy contracts. You know what I mean? Nobody been extended. You still trying to work on some? Nah. They start shipping young guys out left and right. Like, they came to the facilities and was like, you still here? Aw, dog, you didn't get the ESPN alert? Woj already said you was up out of here.
Yeah. I think the top six teams will, if healthy, they could still, even Miami might push up. If they get Dame, Miami's going into this top six. So you have seven teams over there that I'm fairly confident that will make the playoffs in the East.
I think the Pacers will get back to the playing games. I think the team that drops out of it is probably Chicago.
And that's where I was leaning towards as well. I think Chicago drops out. But, I mean, the Raptors, too. Like, it could be the Raptors with a new head coach coming in there, and who knows what might happen. I know they brought in Schroeder to run point guard and replace Fred VanVleet, but
they already have Mekhi Flynn, so I'm wondering what they're going to do with that. And I haven't heard of them re-signing Gary Trent Jr.
I have not heard of that either.
So OG Anunoby is, I think he's up for a contract extension, and so is Pascal Siakam. So it'll be interesting. I think Toronto is going to have a play. Like, I think they could be 10 again. I think the Bulls are my biggest question out of the teams from last year. And the reason why is because are they blowing them up or not? What direction are y'all?
Are y'all buyers or sellers at the halfway point? Or that's
but it's not even that. No, but it's not even a halfway point because like they've been talking about, like, you've heard Zach LaVine name out there a little bit. You haven't heard DeMar DeRozan's name as much, but you've seen stuff where it's like he could be on the trade block. I understand what you're talking about. Like, you got to wait to that midpoint. But at some point, shit, as a head coach, Billy Donovan, you want to know what you got. Because they extended Kobe White. They extended, what's the other dude's name? Dasumu. They you know, still got Alex Caruso.
They brought back Vuk.
They brought him back. They brought back Andre Drummond. They brought back pretty much almost the same team. So you kind of like, y'all didn't do well with that last year. What's the new, but like, who's the new person they dropped in here? Maybe one of their rookies.
Ball, get your knees better.
Hey, man, they said he's going to be out this year, too. This might be career ending for him. I feel bad. I hope not.
The last thing that's not on our kind of our agenda, I'm wanting to bring up before we get into football is, or summer league standouts, is that new playing game trophy. in the new playing games.
Get out of here. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing with that? Stop.
I don't understand it. I don't understand how they're going to do that, like the playing
game. Who cares? I'm interested.
I am interested, but I don't see. Yeah, it's.
It's like we're gonna make you. It's like we're gonna make you play regardless, even if you feel like you don't want to play, or if you just make the play. Like we're gonna give you something for making a play in and winning a play in. Like what? like the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. I'm like, why?
Yeah, they started doing that. That was weird too.
I was like, why? What is this?
Because everybody's gonna get a trophy now, or everybody gets a participation trophy.
I was like, so that's cool. Like, you can put that next to your finals trophy.
There's only one trophy that matters to me. That's all I know.
Larry O'Brien?
Yep.
O'Brien.
All right. Summer League games, Irv, you want to go? Let's jump over there really quick. What's your takes and what have you seen? What's your thoughts?
I've liked the way Chet Holmgren looked so far. I haven't been wild yet, but it is Summer League by like, the first game of the number one pick, Victor Oladipo. I haven't been wowed by Brandon Miller. And it's not a like, oh, they suck. It's more like, you know, they're still working some things out, maybe still getting out some nerves, some stuff like that. It's just, they just haven't really like, I've seen a couple flashes here and there, but I haven't seen something like, oh yeah, in the season, he going to be cooking somebody getting cooked. I've been somewhat impressed with Max Christie from the Lakers, because obviously we got to follow our team. That's the home team. I've been impressed with him and his growth. I like his aggressiveness in the summer league. I hope that rolls over to the regular season. I hope he can become a rotational player with that, because he's done a lot of good things in the summer league. Some other guys I've been interested in, or I shouldn't be interested, but. It's been cool to see you brought him up, the dude from the Heat, Jaime, is it?
Jaime Vasquez, or no, yeah, it's not Vasquez, maybe it is, but Jaime.
Yeah, he's been a really good player to watch and see, because like I've seen him get a lot of interviews and stuff like that. I'm like, what's the big deal with this? But I actually got to see him play. Like I watched one of their preseason games. He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad. He also like. Was in the Heat, like within what they do. And I mean, he has some bad passes. He has some times where he just didn't look great. Obviously, we all saw the flashy dunk. I didn't see that game. I think the next game, but
I saw that game. I was there.
Okay. See, then yeah, you saw it live. I like what he brought to the table. I can't say there's just been somebody that been like, man, that dude right there is just gonna be like a killer. He's gonna like when he gets in, when he gets. You know, if he plays in regular season, man, he's going to help his team a lot. It's just been good basketball to see guys fighting for roster spots. I wasn't really too impressed with, like, Scoot. I think he did work in that first game. He had 15, I think, like, 15 and 8 and 6 or something like that, but got a shoulder injury. The two Thompson twins, the one that plays for the Rockets.
Yeah, he got hurt, too, like, I think.
Yeah, he got hurt. He got an ankle sprain, but I wasn't like too impressed with him or his brother. Like, and not by impressed, like I said, I don't mean like, oh, they should have wowed me. They should have dropped 20 something. I just mean when I watched them play, I was kind of like, you know, maybe they still trying to learn the offense. Maybe they're still trying to run it. No one looked extra comfortable. Everyone looked like, you know how you look at you, somebody's too excited.
Yeah.
Or they're just like running around wasting a bunch of energy. It was kind of like that. Like they got to just kind of get the feel for it so they can serve an energy and playing basketball in that rhythm. They just look out of sorts. But what about you? Sorry, I took a lot of time.
So really quick, I learned that in summer league, you get 10 fouls because some of them were leaving the half with 6. All right. So Jaime popped off for 22. The first game I saw at the California Classic, He had 3 fouls in the first quarter, and I was like, oh crap, that's when I learned about the 10 foul rule. But he did have that amazing dunk and dunked on somebody. You could tell he is, I believe he was mature coming out of college, like compared like 19 or 20. I think he's 22 years old, so he's a senior coming out of college, and you could tell by his body he's a bit bigger than some of those other players out there. So he took advantage of that. With his bigger body. Jamari,
he out there playing with little boys. Grown man.
He looked like that. Jamari Bayou, he's a point guard for the Miami Heat as well. I was watching him play. the reason I was fascinated by Jamari, he was dishing the ball. He was doing his thing out there. He had 9 assists that first game. And Jaime had those knocking down those threes, but the reason that stood out to me is because he looks like he's 45 years old with his hairline. I'm not going to lie. His hairline, I was like, why is this? I was like, why? Look him up right now. Jamari Bias.
Nah, dog. Nah,
he looked like he. I'm sorry. I was confused because I was like, why are these older players playing? And then I found out that he's not that old. It's his hairline. Buddy, I'm sorry. Just shave it off. Let it go. Become bald. Bald Jordan. Bald Kobe. You know, they let it go and they did better.
Brown ain't let it go. He leading a new generation.
Yep. No comment there. let it go. He needs to let it go. Telling you right now, this man needs to let it go. It's gone. Lakers, Max did all right. I didn't see anything amazing out of Hood when I was watching him. I think there's potential there, but you know, these rookies look confused out there because they're learning the new game. Like, these rookies that are placed on this team, they're learning a whole new system they're coming into. They have to learn the playbook, they have to learn everything and how to run the system. So a lot of them look confused, but they had moments that I was like, that stood out for me. Game two was the Spurs I watched. Spurs, what's his name? Champagne.
The dunk?
Not only the dunk, but he's just getting buckets. He's a second year player as well. He's getting buckets out there. Wesley, number 14 for the Spurs, is a point guard. Quick, he's really, really quick off the dribble. It could be anybody like driving down the lane that I've seen in the league right now or in the summer league. He's really quick. He's a point guard for the Spurs. He tore his MCL last year, so he's coming off that injury, but he looks pretty good as well. I think those two fitting into the system will be fine. They faced the Hornets the first game I saw. The Spurs did. I didn't see anything amazing out of Brandon Miller, except he's good at fouling. Brandon Miller, you got to stop reaching. You're reaching too much. You're not in college anymore. These are actually really good players you're playing versus. There's a reason they're there. You're reaching too much. You're grabbing too much. You had 6 fouls in the first half in that first game. You're getting burned on defense. You're not moving your feet. Like, you're also, like, you also could tell he's 18 and 19 because the maturity's not there. And he's also, like, his body physical wise isn't like Jaime, who's 22. He's really, like, him and Victor are really, really skinny. And I couldn't believe how skinny they are. Doesn't mean they're going to be bad players, but he's got a lot of things to improve on. And that improvement could come.
I didn't know the Champagne dude. He has a twin brother. He's a twin.
I did not know that. Champagne.
Neither did I. I was like, why does that name sound familiar? He's got a twin on Boston.
Yeah. I did not know that. Keegan Murray showed up for the Kings. First possession of the game. First possession of the game, Irv. Came down and just dunked it on the young blood from Golden State. Like, I think that was the rookie. Just dunked it on him. And I go, and the crowd went crazy. It felt like a playoff atmosphere. And I went, oh my God. You could tell there was such a difference between skill level. I the second game the Kings played, he had dropped 41 points. The first game he had 33. Why is he playing? I started wondering, because he's definitely the best player out there. The Kings want him to become that third player on their team. You have Sabonis, you have Fox. They need someone to not just put up 3-pointers like he was. They already have Herter to do that. They need someone to put the ball on the ground as well. And put their head down and go towards the basket, because we know he could shoot.
Well, but it's gonna be him and Harrison Barnes potentially again starting. So you need
Harrison fills the role, yeah.
Yeah, fill that void where Harrison can't with his old, because he ain't athletic as he was.
But my goodness, when he dunked it, like, he actually dunked it on him. Like, I'm talking about NBA, because I yelled afterwards, everybody's cheering. I would go, "Welcome to the league, John Board. Welcome to the league." Because I didn't hold back on Golden State because nobody likes them.
Oh, you wrong for that. Go to State. Cool.
The second game for Miller had 0 points in the first half and 6 fouls. like I said, he needs to move his feet. It's just, he's got to adjust. He needs to adjust to the NBA. Jamari Bailey has potential for the Hornets. I think
Amari Bailey.
Amari, sorry.
I was like, Jamari. Sorry, Amari.
Amari Bailey has some good potential, I think, for the Hornets as a role player.
You don't remember him from
UCLA?
He was with Bronny and them back in Sierra Canyon. He was one of those.
Oh, dudes. I did not know that.
He's one of those.
I thought he came to the league too soon. I think he's a freshman. I think he could have waited one or two more years, but you never know somebody's financial
situation. Nah, I want my money now. I ain't mad at him. Go ahead.
So. Yeah, Brandon Miller ended up finishing with 6 points and 8 fouls. He had more fouls than points. Kai Jones, I was really impressed with the center for Hornets. He didn't do anything amazing. He just looks like he's really good at defense and athletic, and he can dunk. Pretty impressed with him. And that's pretty much it, everything. I mean, that I kind of see. I could go on for days about it. But, yeah, that's what I observed at the games, and, yeah.
Hey, bro, I was laughing at this. So, like, because I saw that game. I saw the Keegan Murray go crazy. But did you know his twin plays for Portland, right?
Yeah.
Bro, did you see the size difference? Like, they're supposed to be identical twins. But I was like, bro, you got to get in the gym with your brother, dog. I don't know what you was on at Iowa State, but you got to get in the gym, dog.
He's been in the league 1 year, Keegan Murray. And you know that they put them under, we'll just say, the nutrition of the NBA.
All facts.
Because they're not taking steroids, but they're on other stuff that makes them that big. Because he would, I remember him in the playoffs till now. I remember looking at him in the playoffs, and I go, okay. And then I looked at him now, and I go, oh, wow.
Bruh,
what did you do in the last 2 months?
I was laughing because I was like, imagine you're supposed to be twins. What twin are you? Because that's your twin way bigger than you, dog. Like, y'all don't go to the gym together, y'all don't work out together.
Or I kid you not, I saw him out there. I go, wow, he looks a lot bigger. That's my first take. And then the first position of the game when he dribbled the ball and went down the middle, and I went, oh no, because he got that gym confidence now. You know when you get that gym confidence where you're like, nobody could take me. He got that gym confidence, and he just, oh, that poor guy.
I agree with you.
It was like DeAndre Jordan all over again.
I agree with you. They need him to be a third scorer. They need him to be a more valuable option. And also, it's probably good for him because they want him to have that confidence going into the season. Like, hey, you work on your handles, you worked on it, work on your shot, you've worked on it. Like, don't be afraid to take big shots, don't be afraid to have big moments. And I agree with that with the Kings, because like you saw it in the playoffs, they needed somebody else to step up besides DeAndre Fox and Sabonis. You good with the standouts?
Yeah, sorry I took up so much time there. I mean,
no, nah, that was funny. I enjoyed it. But we're gonna go to the promotionals real quick, so you can find all of these promotionals and you can find us, our promotions, or us on IG and Twitter through @BS_IrvinCam. That is @BS_IrvinCam. So these you can find on IG. We got Bryce Sinclair @TheSpicyDiaper for all your comedy needs. We got Rosemary Shipley @IGotYourBackNeuro. Sean Tuck @SeanTuckMusic. We got Darvell Williams @DarvellWFinancial. Jay @CutsByJay. Jazz @Bookies app. We got Anna Slusher @AnnaSlusher. If you need her in regards to modeling and stuff like that, go ahead and hit her up. We got Juan Pina @JP_exclusive picks. Hit him up. All funny, all good ventures, all good opportunities to meet different people and help them build their career. Go ahead, Cam.
All right, that's going to do it for episode 112. Thank you all for tuning in. Check out Jamari Bayou and his fading hairline. All right, see y'all.
Nice work.